On the surface, this old train station in Springfield, Illinois may not seem to be that important. However, when you consider the bookends it represented to Abraham Lincoln's presidency, you see why so many people travel here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Abraham Lincoln left Springfield, Illinois 3 weeks ahead of his inauguration in the nation's capital.
On February 11th, Lincoln's picked up. He's in horse and buggies, taken out to the train depot. It's raining. A crowd is there. And so he gives an impromptu speech.
Tom Schwartz is an Illinois state historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. He says Lincoln used those moments at the train station,
saying farewell to his friends in Springfield, indicating that he faces a task greater than Washington and that, you know, he may not return, which ended up being very prophetic.
Lincoln never returned to Springfield, Illinois during his presidency. He died on April 15, 1865. A funeral train left Washington on April 21st and retraced much of the route Lincoln took from Springfield to D.C. back in 1861.
His body was brought back on May 3rd, along with his son Willie, who died in Washington in February of 62.
This train depot served as bookends to Abraham Lincoln's journey to and from the White House.
In a 38-hour period, over 75,000 people passed his remains on display in the old state capitol. Springfield at that time, a town of about 12,000 to 15,000.
Lincoln's tomb at Oak Ridge Cemetery remains a highly visited site in this city today. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.